Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Metal Shop here on 99.9 KISW, always supporting the local metal. And right now we have a band. It's been 4 years since they've been up here on Metal Shop. Their last record, Oathbreaker, is Savage. They have a new one called Astral Necromancy coming out next Friday. The band is Hoth. Yeah. We've got David and Eric from Hoth. Welcome to Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up, fellas?
Going on.
Welcome
I see
back.
You got a couple beverages here. Feel free to crack them.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. You know what? Go right ahead.
Absolutely.
You know what? Along with put it right up to the right up to it.
No. Oh yes.
There you go.
We're gonna want some beer reviews after here.
Yeah. You mean of seltzy water?
Yeah, some seltzer water.
Let us know what you're drinking afterwards.
So thanks for coming up, guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to our new station.
Yeah. So I'm Eric from Hoth.
And I'm David, also from
Hoth.
Yes,
welcome, gentlemen. And man, so we're stoked to have you guys back up here. We're going to play one of the songs that you guys have already debuted so far, correct? And then also the homie hookup on a brand new one that nobody's heard. Well, nobody's heard yet so far, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, we've heard it.
Yeah,
so. I've heard it about 500 times and no one else has heard it.
Good, good.
So this is kind of, it's if in case you're wondering and you're like, man, when am I going to be able to see Hoth live? It is not a live project. It is basically all just you guys producing the music and then just letting it live online. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's definitely a studio project, which is definitely not unprecedented for the genre
sure.
at
totally.
All.
Yeah.
And it's, honestly, I prefer it that way. It's a ton of work to play live. And so super huge
yes,
respect to everybody who's willing to go out and they practice every single week, multiple times a week to memorize those songs. Honestly, I can't even remember the lyrics to these songs because some of them rewrote them so long ago. But honestly, the creative aspect is what we really thrive on. But, you know, playing live, out of the question for us. But, you know, I love seeing live show. Live metal's great. So it's kind of...
So what do you guys do in the band, like, respectively? Because you have to cover all areas with just two guys. Who
yeah,
does
so
what and what happened?
I feel like we have a pretty good division of labor.
Okay.
We sort of have a... We come together creatively. Most of the instrumentation is finalized by David because
okay.
he's so much more of a perfectionist than I am.
Ah, yes. We know a couple of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, to Eric's point, it's like I will gather a lot of song ideas at the beginning, and then we meet on them and kind of figure out how we're going to explore building them up into songs. And
right.
so, you know, to get to the nitty-gritty, basically I'm tracking guitar. If they're demos, you know, I'm putting drums in there, and then tracking bass myself, putting any other sort of synth in there, anything, and then... A lot of times I come to him with, like, you know, he's doing the harsh vocals. He's the vocalist. And he writes all the lyrics. So I'll come to him and say, I had kind of an idea for a rhythm that I want your harsh vocals to be over this. But that's kind of where I stop and where the handoff, it takes place.
The handoff.
Yeah. And so...
Or the hand on.
For all intents and purposes, Eric is marketing, PR, the face of Hoth.
I'm the CFO.
A lot of people are you know, we have really good response times, I guess, and no, not to brag, on social media.
Well, that's good.
And
you got to pay attention to the people, you know, that like your band. You know?
Messages, back and forth, customer service, all the comments, you know, Eric... we'll be responding to all the people. Occasionally, I'll make a long post, and I did that when we were updating the progress on our album.
That's good, man. You got the people who care, and from what we've heard, from what we were talking about before the show, people know your band,
yeah,
and they don't know you guys, and they
right.
keep running into you, going, "Hey, man, have you heard about the new Hoth?" And you just got to sit there and go, "Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That band's okay."
That's kind of cool to me. I saw this stand-up comedy bit the other day. Am I allowed to say the names of other?
Yeah.
Bands?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
I
of
forgot
course.
About
yeah,
the
totally.
Broadcast
totally.
Laws here.
Hey,
so
you do whatever you want.
I saw this stand-up comic the other day, and I forget his name. I wish I could plug him because he's more underground. But he was talking about how the drummer in Coldplay has the greatest job in the world because no one knows who he is. And he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
He plays the easiest
he's
drum
doing
beats.
Great.
in the world.
We used to always say, like, if you ever wanted to claim to be somebody famous, just tell them you're the bass player of Puddle of Mud, because nobody knows who that guy is.
And I kind of like that, to take a humorous point to a realistic point. I like to be that guy where no one really knows who I am. And oftentimes when I tell people about Hoth or I play them Hoth, they're shocked. They're like, oh, you're like the least metal guy ever.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but
I do hip hop DJing. Don't worry about it.
Have you looked at my... My phone is all black and death metal. If you get in the car and the car starts playing music and it shuffles, it's like, oh man, skeletal remains. Sorry, mom. But,
we wanted to, your band's obviously named Hoth. It's the most obvious reference in the world if you know anything about metal or underground sci-fi, anything, or Star Wars, if you've ever even heard of Star Wars.
So right.
The last time we talked to you guys, you had a little bit more of a Star Wars focus, but you moved away from that a piece from what you were saying earlier. Tell us about why, how, and you know, we're going to jump into one of your songs here in just a second, but I want to find out the brain thoughts.
Yeah, what's the new one? What are the newer influences?
Yeah, sure. So... basically, I think that when we conceived of the band, it was kind of like, oh, well, Hoth is, you know, this icy planet. It's full of ice and frost. Like, that's super metal.
It's pretty metal, yeah.
You know, so, like, that was kind of the influence. So it was kind of like, well, let's do some Star Wars songs because that's a planet from Star Wars, right? But I think that the kernel there was that this frosty, icy, you know, desolate place, you know, like this Norse Niflheim type thing,
right?
You
like
know, and so we kind of did that first album that was like over the top Star Wars, and it was super fun. It was fun
like
doing
an encyclopedia, yeah, of brutal fictitious creatures.
Exactly. You know, so it was fun, but I think we took a step back and we were like, okay, what kind of music do we really want to make? And Oathbreaker was kind of like you know, a process. You know, that was the next step in that process,
a transitional record, if you will.
And so we get to Astral Necromancy, where you know, we've completely moved beyond that, essentially. I mean, if someone's a huge fan of Star Wars, I'm sure they're going to listen to it. They're not going to listen to this radio show, and they're going
to
be like, no, this is totally Star Wars.
Now we need
I
to
read
watch
this book
Empire.
In 1996.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was about this thing. And
oh,
they're going to think.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Ian. Yeah. Ian's going to be that guy.
Yeah, I am that guy.
So... But I mean, that wasn't our intention. And I mean, usually I don't want to like put a whole lot of message behind the album. Like,
sure.
I think
people take it their way.
Yeah. Like I want people to interpret it. I think that's an important thing for art, is that people appreciate the art and they interpret it their own way. Like, honestly, for Oathbreaker, a lot of people are like, oh, well, it's the story of Anakin. Like, it's the prequels, but good. And for me, honestly, like I'm gonna tell you this, and I don't think I've said this to anybody before, but honestly, when I was writing a lot of the lyrics for Oathbreaker, I was playing a lot of Warcraft 3, like a lot of the campaign for Warcraft
3,
Frozen Throne, like Arthas.
Oh, we're in this.
Like Arthas being like this good guy, and then he's like gets corrupted and sacrifices everything he loves. That's the story of Oathbreaker right there.
Oh,
right, like that's a story
peeling
right
back
there.
The layers, baby.
You know, so it's kind of like. You only think it's Star Wars because you thought it was supposed to be Star Wars.
And that's what you were saying, is you
want
people
to take it.
But it doesn't need to be. I mean, we don't say names, places, anything like that. It means to you what it means to you.
It's art.
And that's just as valid as what it means to me.
And there's a really important reason why we want people to give their own meaning to stuff. So you guys have probably had friends that read the book of something that became a series or a show or like a movie. And then they're like, well, the book did this. The book's better. And
Well, check out this record, biatch.
The thing is, like, when you're reading a book, you're making the mental picture for what the characters look like, and you're making the story how your brain does it. And then when you watch the film, it's given to you, which is that's a big reason why we wanted to stray away from the Star Wars stuff, because if we're making stuff that's grim and it has this atmosphere as metal, and then you're listening to the lyrics and the lyrics tell a story, we want the listener to put the story together themselves instead of being handed the story. Like, it's almost like an insult to tell them what it's about.
Well, I don't know. Some people need that hooked on phonics.
Yeah, right.
Here's how it works. Here's what it is. But this is for the other deep thinkers.
So to answer your question, basically, like, we started getting into a lot of like kind of occult sort of stuff, like looking up old grimoires from like the 15th century and stuff, and like into like necromancy and stuff. And we sort of were like, what if, you know, what if this, but in space, like these sort of cosmic powers are greater than the planet Earth. Let's put it out in space. Let's make it, you know, this big cosmic
thing. Yeah, it's greater than humanity.
Yeah.
Which is some people need that perspective check from time to time.
Yeah, astral necromancy. That's awesome.
I'm also really into paranormal stuff and unsolved mysteries. And there's this manuscript that's unexplained. It's called the Codex Serafinianus. And it's basically in a language that nobody knows of at all or understands. Like, it's not even a real language the way it's written.
Huh.
And there's these incredibly grotesque and bizarre pictures in it. And I'm so morbidly fascinated with it. And part of that was part of that was, when people get their hands on the album, they'll see that there's a booklet that we included with it. And the booklet itself is covered in characters and scripts of dead languages. And there's all these hidden messages in it. So I think that's just kind of a fun thing we gave to people.
Damn, dude. It's getting pretty deep here, man. Getting pretty out there. I like it. But let's bring it back. We're going to play a song here. This is actually a brand new song from Hoth. They have it on their Bandcamp, I believe.
Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking more about where you can get the album. It's going to be coming out this Friday. The album is called Astral Necromancy. Here's Vengeance by Hoth. It's Metal Shop on the Rock.
Power.
We're back on Metal Shop now. That was Vengeance, a new song from Hoth off their album Astral Necromancy. Is it Necromancy? Necromancy? Potato, potato,
Necromancy. No, it's Necromancy, man.
June 15th coming out next Friday on, Epicurus?
Epicurus.
Epicurus. Okay, records. I need help, man, just like the Hooked on Phonics.
Don't worry about it.
I need help just like everyone else. This is really, really cool. Local band deserves our support. We're going to play another one of their unreleased songs that they brought up as the homie hookup. And so we're looking forward to that. But we wanted to chat a little bit about it, send people to your website, talk about the new record and the label.
Yeah. So you guys do this. It's Epicurus Records. Tell me a little bit about this record label. Is it just for your personal album?
Yeah. Is it just you guys?
Yeah. So basically it's a micro label that we sort of created for ourselves because, I mean, if you're trying to be an independent artist and make it on your own, you can't just be like, hey, I'm in a band because, you know, there's a million other people like you. So we were like, okay, well, let's make a label because, I got my own side projects. David's got his own side projects. He's got way more than me. And so I was like, okay, well, let's make this label that we can put these things out on.
Nice.
And we'll get a little more traction. There'll be a little more recognition where it's like, oh, well, you know, that's the same label that Hoth is out on, right?
Yeah, it's so all collected under one umbrella.
Yeah, so we can get a little more traction that way. So we created this sort of micro label, which is, who knows how that will grow in the future.
I was going to say.
But right now it's kind of, I mean, my dream is to run a record label out of my garage. I don't have a garage right now, so I'm not living my dream. So one thing at a time.
You started out of your van, man.
Yeah, exactly.
80% of people in Seattle don't have garages.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I'm one of them.
I don't.
So basically we created this kind of thing so that we could, release our music under it, be taken a little more seriously. And I think it's grown quite a bit, so I'm excited to see where that goes in the future. But, it's kind of like the Hoth label and also some of our side projects, which you might see in the future.
Yeah, nice. Which I hope to see, yeah.
Yeah.
You already got it set up, man. You got the legs are running on the ground floor, so you might as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So my question is, and we probably asked you this before, is there ever a future for you guys playing a show live? No?
Okay. I was just going to come out and say no.
I was going to say we would never rule it out, but, you know, there's
they both went, no.
Okay. There's a... we would have to have stupid money because as Eric said earlier, I'm a perfectionist and what the worst thing that could happen to Hoth is that we make our albums that we're completely satisfied with, that I'm completely satisfied with, and then we have a show where we absolutely suck
and
live.
Then you just stink it.
And then knowing the nature of shows, we're gonna open for a bunch of local metal bands on a Thursday at a bar, and the cover is gonna be like $10, and nobody's gonna pay it because it's a Thursday. And it's like,
Are you sure you're not underselling yourself there, man?
I think a lot of people
are into this.
I very well could be.
Humility's a virtue.
We're going to have to give them some support.
So there you have it. Yeah, Eric says no.
So make them do it. Stupid money is what they're asking for.
Eric says no, we'll never play live. I say maybe we wouldn't rule it out, but we would have to hire a bunch of session musicians.
Right.
We got Ryan
George, call us if you're out there and you want to play drums for us and you can handle.
If you get stupid money, you could hire whoever you want.
We would hire George.
That's awesome. So again, the album is coming out this Friday. How can we pick it up and direct us to picking it up physical copies or is it just digital?
Physical and where do we find?
We've
you
got
online?
Digital available on Bandcamp. You just got to search for Hoth, you can go to Hoth.
Is it just Hoth.bandcamp? Hoth music.
Hothmusic.bandcamp.com.
We have our own physical copies that we'll fulfill ourselves and ship out to you even internationally. We're also going to be in a bunch of retail stores in Seattle.
List them.
We'll
Shout
be
them
at
out.
Silver Platters and at Zion's Gate.
Cool.
Nice. That's great.
Very respectable
outlets. Hothmetal.com.
Yes. Perfect.
That's awesome. Is there, before we get into the last song that we're going to debut here on Metal Shop for the first time, before anyone's heard it even online, is there anyone you'd like to thank or personal shout-outs? You guys have the floor right now.
Hey, so there's a lot of great metal in Seattle.
Yes.
True.
Number one favorite metal band in Seattle is Skeletor.
Agreed.
Awesome. They're going to be on tomorrow night opening for Hammerfall. Check them out. Right. El Corazon.
And Flotsam and Jetsam, too.
Yeah, yes. Flotsam and Jetsam, awesome. Skeletor, Hammerfall. Check them out tomorrow night. El Corazon, Seattle. And also Pound. Hell yeah.
Aww. Oh, look at that.
Yeah. We got to drop. Ryan's here from Pound. And blushing under the beard. Pound. I've only seen Pound once. And I don't know if my brain can take it again.
Mine can.
It is intense. It is intense stuff. Substratum's another great Seattle metal band. Love the local heavy metal scene. Love it when they play. I wish everybody in the local heavy metal scene would play more shows.
Yeah, if you guys were going to play a show, I'd say, come out and support Hoth, man.
But you can do that with...
Yeah, I'd rather watch other people play metal.
Well, maybe someday. Touché.
Pick up the album again, coming out this Friday. It is called Astral Necromancy. We're going to play Citadel. What's the song about, guys?
Citadel of the Necromancer. It's basically about the big Citadel of the Necromancer and a battle that
undead.
Takes place of undead forces outside the Citadel.
Nice.
Metal.
All right, here it is. Brand new music by Hoth, only on Metal Shop.
Thanks, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.